So Zach set me up with a T-ball pitch for this table talk, at least in my opinion. Some of the things that he brought out fell right in line with some of the things I wanted to present to you this morning. So why do we have this table talk? It is to bring in remembrance of what we are about to do. What is the reason that we partake of this Lord's Supper? And one of those things that we do around the Lord's table is that to examine ourselves. Zach used the Greek word pirazo, which talking about Abraham, tried. There was a testing there. And a similar testing that we are to do is found in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter. It is a different Greek word here, which is we are to examine ourselves, when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we were to examine ourselves, and that Greek word is dokimazo. The difference between these two words is that of there is pirazo, which is a external testing, external trying, whereas the dokimazo is an internal examination. So whenever we partake of the Lord's Supper, we are to examine ourselves. What is the spirit in which we are partaking of this Lord's Supper? What is our emotional state, our mindset when we partake of this? Is it focused upon something other than the Lord? We are partake of this in remembrance of what Christ has done for us. And to help emphasize that examination, that self-examination that we are to have, I want you to think of a time in your life where you are overwhelmed with something. It could be financial. It could be emotional. But at that point in your life, you're completely powerless to control that situation that you are facing. There is we've faced times in our lives that we are completely and utterly desperate. There's nothing that we can do of ourselves to control the situation. Whenever Christ gave of himself, he took that disparity away. In 1 Peter, the first chapter, knowing for verse 18 and following, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, talking about the old law, you were ransomed away. The price was paid so that we could have a new law, a better law, a perfect law, not with perishable things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of the Lamb, without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundations of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Christ's blood purified us. Those who are about to partake of this, those are the things that we need to be thinking upon when we partake of this bread and this cup. It was no just mere person. This was God incarnate. It was God in the flesh. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word dwelt among us. It was with us. It was speaking about Christ. He was the only one that could pay the price. When I asked you to think about that helpless moment in your life that you could not do anything, Jesus took that away, that feeling of hopelessness. He paid a price that there is no way that we could pay. He was the only one that could do it. And these are the things that we are to focus upon at this moment. So examine yourselves, clear your minds of everything except for Christ and the price that he paid for all mankind's salvation.